good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back after these commercial messages with a look at all your markets after this.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, moderate pressure developed through most of the nearby livestock futures today as trade backed away from early positions by midday. Pressure is most evident in nearby feeder cattle futures, with corn prices higher in light trade today. December corn futures are about 3 cents higher per bushel. Stock markets are higher, too, in light trade, with the Dow Jones 35 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 4 points. Mixed live cattle futures continue to be seen throughout the live cattle futures, with the market complex remaining flat as October through April contracts remained within an extremely narrow trading range, while June through October 2017 contracts remained essentially in a sideways pattern. The lack of direction in the market today focused on position taking and movement in beef markets, which put pressure in nearby live cattle futures. Early mixed trade turned into narrow to moderate losses across the feeder cattle contract, with September futures unable to draw buyer support back into the market today. This pressure was most obvious in the October and November contract, but the focus actually helped to keep buyers from liquidating before the session ended. And grain futures were mixed today, with concerns about Midwest weather offset by clouds in financial markets. U.S. stocks looked poised to rally after share prices moved higher overseas, but a firm dollar and weaker crude oil prices were bearish signals in a market that may actually prefer to wait for the Fed. Corn prices were steady to a little higher, with slow but steady buying, which helped futures move off session lows. December futures continued to flirt with their 50-day moving average in the top of a July-September channel. Soybeans tried to hold a move above chart resistance after a brief surge near the start of trading overnight, which took prices to one-week highs. November futures, though, moved back above their 25-day moving average and the trend line off August and September highs. Wheat prices were mixed today, though steady buying overnight lifted futures off their session lows. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.